She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 169, How to Stay Focused and Protect What Serves You. Solo cast by yours truly.
Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Hi, She Did It Her Way listeners. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. I am Amanda Bolin, the host, and I know there are, every week, every episode, there are new ears and new listeners, and so I just want to tell you and say welcome to the She Did It Her Way community. Some of you guys have been with me since the beginning when the podcast first launched, all the way back in 2015. Some of you are just coming in, and I want to say I'm so excited that you are here. Tell you a little bit about myself, just so you know who's talking to you. I started this podcast because I had quit my job in 2012, left corporate America, went off on my own as an independent consultant, and when I was 24 at the time, I didn't find any sort of resources speaking to the female journey, entrepreneur journey, especially when it came to podcasts. And I love podcasts. I don't know about you guys, but like I love them, and I've been listening to them since I left college back in 2010, and it is just amazing. And so my inspiration for this podcast started out because I just felt like there was no resource that was speaking to how to start a business, especially as a woman. What do you go through? Our emotions and the thoughts that we think. And so that is the inspiration for the podcast. And I continually hope that I continue to serve in that area for you guys and bring you top high value content and top interview guests that share tons and tons of value. So I wanted to put that out there for you guys. Also, today's episode is a solo cast, and I'm talking about some things that I've been thinking probably for the past couple of months. And because when life can get crazy and our schedules get nutty and it gets busy, and especially as an entrepreneur or when you're trying to start your business, you are maybe working in a corporate job and you have your side hustle. So guess what? You're doing, it feels like, and it is, two jobs in order to get where you want to go, which is ultimately to go out on your own and be a business owner. That medium, that transition can be really tough. And especially it can feel like you're going in different directions. And I still feel that even though I'm out on my own, I still feel that. And I think you still can feel as if you're being pulled in different directions even when you are an entrepreneur, because you wear so many different hats. So as I was thinking, when am I the best version of myself? What are the things that I absolutely need in order to be the best version of myself, to show up, to do my work, to show up, to love the people around me, more importantly, to show up and love myself? And I realize that I'm calling them anchors. So I'm asking you also, what are the anchors in your life that you need in order to show up to be the best version of yourself? And I'm going to say your anchors are probably going to be 2 to 3 things, no more. Because if we do more than 3, then it gets a little crazy. Or if we choose 3 anchors, it's really visible as to what those anchors are. And when I say anchors, these are the activities that root you, that ground you, that by doing these activities, they impact everything else in your life. Where if you don't get in these activities or you don't do these activities, your day tends to go awry and you are off kilter or you're not as focused. And so, for example, my anchors One of them is getting adequate amount of sleep, in which I am a lucky person. I need 8 hours of sleep to function, and sometimes I need 9 hours of sleep. And it can be difficult, especially when a person travels or you are side hustling and working a full-time job and you want to have a social life or you want to go out and go on dates. And what I have found, just sleeping sleep alone in and of itself, is that I love to go to bed early and wake up early. And if I am out with friends or I have even 2 glasses of wine can affect my sleep, which is really sad. I think it's just me getting older, which I'm just so bummed, but it is life, right? But knowing that, sleep, as long as if I can get adequate amount of sleep, go to bed roughly the same time and wake up at the same time, my day is inherently 10 times more productive. So what is an anchor that, again, creates and builds in productivity for you? Because if you don't do it or you don't get it, it throws off the rest of your day. Another anchor might be exercise, knowing that no matter what happens in your day, as long as you get exercise, you know that you are on the right track for the day. The third thing for myself is eating right. If I can eat right, then I know I can stay on track. Now, it is optimistic thinking to believe that whatever anchors you put down, let's say you do 3 of them, to assume that you're always going to get 3 of them. But what I have learned is that, and what I have found, is that as long as I get 2 out of those 3 anchors, I can maintain a level of focus, a level of productivity, and a level of just feeling overall good. I don't know about you guys, but I do not feel good, or I do not feel like the best version of myself if I don't get sleep and I don't eat right. If I don't eat right and I don't work out. But as long as I do 2 of the 3 things, I usually can be okay and make it through. But it's once I start losing sleep and my eating starts slipping, that's when I tend to go, not spiral out of control, but I lose focus and I lose the drive to do the things that I need to get done. So I'm curious, what are your 3 anchors that really help cement you in what it is that you're doing? Some of you, it might be your morning routine. As long as you get your morning routine in and you start your day off right, that is going to help create focus the rest of the day. Maybe it's getting in yoga. Maybe you have to get in your evening prep. But I bet you if you list out your anchors, you can see how they're all tied together. So another example is if you go out with friends and you have a few drinks, you may be more prone to stay out late. So you go to bed later, you wake up groggy, you miss your morning routine, you don't go to workout class in the morning. And so that brings me to my next point. Hey friends, real quick, today's podcast episode, we have partnered with HelloFresh, and I absolutely love HelloFresh. I love the convenience of it, the taste of it, the simple and easy meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the experience and you can be more productive as an entrepreneur. I know for me, it is awesome and it is super exciting to be able to go on order, have my meal kit delivered, especially those weeks that I'm traveling and I don't have time to go to the grocery store before I need to make a meal, especially when I get home from traveling. It is super easy, convenient to use, and it's less than $10 a meal. So if you've never tried it before, you must try it. So go to HelloFresh.com and in the checkout, punch in or type in HerWay30 to receive $30 off your first order. Protecting the anchors and the things that allow you to show up and be the best version of yourself. Because guess what? There will be peer pressure. People will be trying to tell you and convincing you to do otherwise. Now, is it totally fine and cool? And again, everyone's different. Is it fine and cool that, yes, sometimes Friday nights or weekends, like, that's going to happen? The goal is to become aware of those anchors and to protect them when we know that we need to protect them and do what's right for us in that moment. And being able to practice in protecting those anchors, because things, life can get crazy and life can throw curveballs and we can have what is called FOMO, fear of missing out. I know I experienced that. Trust me, the FOMO is real, my friends. It is totally real. And especially when you are building your business and all your friends are going out and they are going and spending money going out to eat or going to get drinks, and it's a Friday night and you might be home working on your dream and your hustle, and you want to stay home and work on your hustle and your dream, and then you're like, it's Friday night, but I want to go see my friends. And so knowing it's all balance and knowing that you just have to make the right decision for you in that time. But another thing to put it in perspective is if you, Tony Robbins, which he is, I always get jazzed up when I listen to Tony Robbins, but his book, Awaken the Giant Within, and I recommend reading it if you have not. It's a really great book. It's a long book. I think it's about 700 pages. But he really, one of the things that stood out for me is that human beings do things to either gain pleasure or avoid pain. And there are so many examples, and I think about this all the time in my day, especially like think of the form of procrastination. Whatever you are procrastinating right now, procrastinating gives you more pleasure than it does like you avoiding pain. So an example of that is, let's say, take drinking for example. If you one night during the week are going to go out to dinner and have drinks with your friends, and you know that tipping point of when you're like, ooh, if I had another drink, it might tip me over. I might become like from buzzed to popped to tipsy, which popped is a friend coined that term. But going back, I digress, is that tipping point in saying, okay, is the pleasure I'm gaining from this additional drink worth the pain that I might experience in the morning? And if your gain for pleasure is greater than avoiding the pain, then you'll have that drink. But if you realize that, okay, by having that third drink, my morning is going to cause me more quote unquote pain because I'm not going to be as excited to get out of bed. I'm not going to feel as great. I'm going to probably miss my workout. So that's where then the pain becomes greater than the pleasure. Let's take a deadline we might have. We have a deadline coming up in 2 weeks and we need to, let's say, get an article done, an article written, and we have 2 weeks to do it. And we say we're going to do it tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes and something else comes up in our life, or we just have a form of procrastination. And at that time, we say, okay, I'm going to push it off one more day, because the pleasure the pleasure of pushing it off one more day and not having to do it is greater than the amount of pain that we would avoid. Now, as the deadline might get closer, the pleasure we gain from pushing it off may decrease because the pain of knowing that the deadline's coming due very soon, sooner than later of what it used to, is going to be greater. So in order to avoid pain, what we do is we actually just do the work and we stop procrastinating. So again, what are the things in your life that you are doing either to gain pleasure or to avoid pain? And then using that mindset and understanding to accomplish those things, but then tying it back to your anchors and knowing that, okay, if I'm going to be, let's take working out, for example, if yoga is really important to you, knowing that you're going to gain more pleasure from yoga than not doing yoga. So you're going to do anything that you can to protect and make sure that you get yoga, and doing the things that, again, bring you to the best version of yourself. The next point is identifying the things in your life that are stuff and noise versus that give you energy. So what are the things that give you energy? And then what are the things that actually, that just create noise in your life, that don't serve you, and that are tasks that don't light you up, and that don't give you that energy. Look at that. I forgot to turn off my phone as I'm doing this. Shame on me. Oh, not perfect. 1 second. Okay, we're back at it. Someone from Massachusetts. It's probably one of those calls that you get when it's, you know, I don't know. They're like telling you you're an auto loan or something, and I don't even own a car. I digress. Back to it. So the things, identifying what is stuff and noise versus energy. And noise is, again, things that don't give you energy and that don't serve you. Energy is going to be different for every single person, along with what is the noise. Usually you can tell what is noise and what is stuff because it doesn't do anything that serves you and doesn't align with you and the goals that you are accomplishing. They are more of detractors, things that take away, that take your focus away from getting the stuff that you want done. And it could be anything from your people you surround yourself with could create stuff and noise. The activities you choose to do might be stuff and noise. So really getting clear on what are the things that give me energy, and then what are the things that are stuff and noise that don't serve me. And an example of that could simply be the things that you do for your business that could potentially be outsourced, right? So the things that don't necessarily require you as the individual doing those. So for example, like these podcast episodes, I, Amanda Bolin, need to be able to be here doing and recording, whether it's a solo cast or an episode, while also, even though I need to be doing it, I get to do it and I love doing it and it gives me energy, and I must be doing these sort of activities in order to be able to produce the content, right? But the actual putting it together, producing the episode, uploading to the website, scheduling them, those are things that I don't necessarily need to be doing, and they don't give me energy either. So about a month ago, and I've talked about this tool before, but I really, sometimes I was in it and I would use it and things were really great at the time that I'd use it, and then for some reason I would stop using it, but I started using Toggle again, and it's a great way. It's a free tool. You can download the app and you can also do it on your laptop or computer, and you can track your time. And what I know, I tracked everything from commuting to and from the office, commuting to working out. I tracked my morning routine. She did it her way stuff, my consulting projects, and I broke down into the she did it her way different categories of producing, blog writing, blog posting, scheduling, all those different tasks. And I realized that not only I did that because I wanted to see how productive I was and really getting the most out of my time, and then turning it into, okay, if I was billing a quote unquote client, how many hours am I actually doing of real work? But then secondly, how many hours am I doing of revenue generating activities? And the whole thing made me realize a lot of different things, from I really spending a lot of time in producing the podcast episodes, and really showed me, okay, what's my energy like when I'm doing one task versus another task? And what do I really enjoy? And what can I outsource? And then what's the next step of offloading that and paying someone else to do those tasks so that I can protect my energy and that I can best serve the people and you guys that are around me. So understanding that, but all that following back up to tracking your time is helping you understand what stuff, noise versus energy in your life. What do we do to gain pleasure or to avoid pain? And then ultimately that leading back to find your anchors. What are the 2 to 3 things on a daily basis that you need in order to really cement yourself in your day, to make sure you are accomplishing the things that you've set out to do and that you can practice protecting them? Because in the beginning, it's like a muscle. The practicing of it is just, it's a muscle, and knowing that you're, again, using my example for my sleep is so important to me, that I'm okay saying no to dinners that are too late, And I'm okay saying thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to pass on the drinks today, or just limiting and being really intentional with, oh, how many times do I go out to do a happy hour or go for a drink? So it's not about not having fun. It's not about being a, I don't know. I don't have a right word, but you guys get it, where this isn't about being so restrictive. It's just about knowing what is it that serves you in accomplishing your goals that you've set out to do. Because when you're an entrepreneur or you're in the phase of the transition where you're building your side hustle, time becomes so much more valuable in terms of how you spend it, where you spend it, what you do with it, because you can't give it back. And that all the more says is just, I'm saying this because I want you guys to be able to accomplish what you're doing and to be able to launch your businesses and be successful and continue going out there and serving the world on the way that you want to. Some of you, and this is a side note too, if you've been listening to previous episodes, you have heard me talk about a new website coming by the end of June, and you can tell that it is June 29th and we do not have our new website up, and that is okay. It is taking a little bit longer than anticipated, and we were on schedule for June to be a new website, and you know, life happens in a way where other business priorities will take up and come in that you need to work on in the immediate future, and that is okay. But I cannot wait to show you guys the new website when it does launch. I cannot wait. I don't have an exact date or exact month because I don't want to say 1 month and then not have it happen again. But what I can tell you is that for the most part, what is built out is I'm so excited for the different categories and the UX, the user interface and how much more seamless it will be, and you guys will be able to find more information. So if you're just joining and starting to listen to the podcast, it'll be a better customer journey is what they call it, but it'll be a better experience for you on the website so that you can actually find the type of podcast episodes that you want to listen to. Let's say if you want inspiration or you want to learn about your finances and accounting, or you want an episode that is more serving to marketing, you're going to be able to do that along with being able to find blog posts that are more focused on the topics that you want to find out at that time. And so I'm so excited for that. And then as a side note, from a personal standpoint, I got to tell you guys, getting married and planning a wedding is crazy. Like it's insane. And I've been engaged now, I think it'll be 18 months, maybe 18 months for the entire engagement period, and we're getting married August 5th. So it is like game is go time. It is go time. And there we have a day of coordinator, but the day of coordinator simply is just in charge of the day of events from when we step on the property to when we're done. So we don't even get married until 6:30 p.m. at night is the ceremony. And so the whole time, and we're doing a destination wedding, the whole time like planning and coordinating everything is done by my fiance and I, and I can be a little OCD with organization and wanting all these different things, and their time, like, wow, I did not do my research. So I'm just telling you all, anyone who's ever planned a wedding, or if you're a wedding planner listening to this, mad props to you guys, because there are a lot of moving parts. All that to say, I hope that you guys have an amazing day and weekend. We are heading into the 4th of July weekend. So go out, make something great, and we will see you guys back here next Monday.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.